All right, you want to quick hit some hints?
Not really. I mean, it's already 50 almost.
Yeah. Man, I kind of teased it.
Well, do one. Pick your favorite one.
Okay. Do we even have time for the open?
Nah.
Let's just hit Kraftwerk. On the ticket. There we go.
Beautiful.
Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. It's ripped in red from the Dallas Morning News. If you would like to follow along with the one hint that we're going to give you this week, go to page 4E of Arts and Life. Dear Heloise, my sister and I do a project at this time of year with Epsom salt. We take empty glass jars and make them into tea-like candle holders. I add food coloring to the Epsom salt and stir to make pretty colored crystals. Then we nestle candles in the crystals. My mom helps by adding some holiday decoupage and clear sealant coating on the outside of the jar. I made some for my grandparents, and they use them for the holidays. Of course they do, because they have to, because you're their grandkid. Grandma said she always thinks of me when she lights the candle. Like after Grandma has a growler, she needs to cover the stench. She lights your little Epsom salt decoupage tea-like
crappy
candle.
Homemade grade school calendar,
yeah.
Or candle.
That's from Russ L. via email. And then Heloise writes, Dear Russ.
Rush.
Here's another holiday hint using food coloring. Add some red or green food color to plain old table salt to use during the holidays.
No.
So you can have your, I mean, you probably need to have a glass salt shaker.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess you can just add some food coloring and shake it up, and then you have red or green salt to put
awesome.
On your pot roast.
Brilliant!
That's great.
Man,
I have an idea. Just don't decorate.
Dude, it's crazy how carried away girls get with the decorating. Like, it's not just putting up the tree and snaking some lights on the shrubs outside.
No, it's detail-oriented, man.
Yeah, it's holly on the mantle. It's all kinds of, like, snow globes and little stuffed animals and still life nativities and
elf on a shelf,
which works, by the way. Man, it's insane the lengths that girls go to decorate the house for a month, if that. I
did you do anything at your crappy Las Colinas apartment?
I did. I just did the tree and the lights.
You did a tree?
And the elf on a shelf. But yeah, you know what I did? Because especially when I worked retail,
yeah.
I always hated how it seemed like right after Halloween that they started cranking the Christmas music in the store and started decorating for Christmas. And I was always like, man, it's too soon. But now with kids, time flies by so fast.
Really?
And
I've forgotten.
If you wait until after Thanksgiving, which is, I think, when most people put up their Christmas stuff, you know,
yeah.
You have Thanksgiving on Thursday, you chill and watch football on Friday, and then, or you go shopping or whatever, and then, like, Saturday, Sunday, everybody works together, pitches in to put up the holiday decorations. Man, if you wait that long, to me, it's like you put them up, and then Christmas is here, and you have to take them down. So I actually put them up like a week and a half before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Just because, you know, needed busy work for me and the kid to do and, you know, just wanted the place to be festive and not boring.
Does she like having a tree in your house?
Oh, yeah. Totally. It's an Elsa tree.
What does that mean?
Just means that it is Frozen themed. Like all the decorations and stuff, it's all like blue and silver.
Oh,
to look like Elsa.
I don't know what Elsa is.
It's the main chick in Frozen.
I've never
seen it. Disney movie. Well, why would you?
I don't know.
It's only the biggest animated movie of all time.
My kid's like 41.
Yeah, it'd be weird if he was watching Frozen.
That's true.
Are you going to see him on the holidays? Is
yeah.
He coming
yeah,
to town?
He's actually going to D.C. for a few days, but he lives in Denton.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he'll be around.
You guys going to tag team?
We probably will do a little tag teaming, Dave. Maybe shoot up together and do some tag teaming.
Yeah, maybe swap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, that way he gets to, you know, taste the love of a cougar, and you get to, you know, cut your demo in half.
Because it's Christmas.
Uh-huh. It's the season of giving.
That sounds like a great way to celebrate
the
birth
sharing.
Of our Lord.
It's sharing with your loved ones.
Yeah. Sharing means caring,
uh-huh.
According to Barney.
It's true. All right. So everybody pray for Danny and his son as they go trolling for willing partners. next, we're going to talk to the T-Box.
You're the devil.
Or not the T-Box. God, the Cirque
You're
show.
You are the devil.